Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Amber Cook. AmberCook, date of service is 10/10/2022, date of birth 9/28/1972, and date of accident is 8/30/2022. The patient Amber Cook is here for follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, she reports that she's sleeping only 2 hours due to the pain. Her pain mostly is located in the upper back, across the shoulders, and also into the right side of the back. And her headaches are almost 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, but they do last 3 to 4 hours every day. She has other pains in the left hip area, which is improving, and it is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall pain level varies from 5 to 7, and lower back pain is slightly better, but most of the pain is shifted towards the right side of the upper back and mid-back and lower back. And due to the previously found spasm, the areas that are reported are affected. 8, and patient reports no radiation of pain into the arm or the legs at this time. Almost 30% improvement has occurred due to the various treatments, including physical therapy, medications, and the specifically patient reports that work and sleep are affected the most, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 among the ADLs. In the system review, patient report the headaches are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly located in the frontal part of the head, and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, seizures, and there is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. However, the patient reports that she has some difficulty sleeping, and there is some lack of focus, anxiety is present. No panic, depression, or nightmares are reported. Patient has mild loss of memory. However, it is not all that bad. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of ongoing pain in the left hip and also in the right side of the upper and middle back. Lower back pain is not reported anymore, and there is no stiffness, no shoulder pain. In the GI, patient has nausea subsequent to the headaches. However, there is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a history of chest pain and shortness of breath, but denies any asthma, trouble breathing, or coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, except there is slight improvement, 30% from the day of accident. But in 30 days, it is still the same. Headaches are the same. And improvement is in the lower back pain. There are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization in last 30 days. No weight loss is reported. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance is safe. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 141 over 103. Pulse is 96. Pulse ox is 100%. And rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, which is date 10/3/2022. And dictation number is 1003-107, I'm not sure. Anyway, physical examination is the same. She has a lot of spasm in the right upper trapezius and right latissimus dorsi muscle, and with several trigger points. That are painful, and rebound tenderness is noticed. The patient has some difficulty in walking. She can walk up to a block, and she can sit and stand okay. Currently, she's not working. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. After reviewing the maps for this patient, patient will continue on her medications, which are Tylenol codeine number 3 that were provided on the previous visit, along with this Furoset. Will continue for our headaches, and if we are for physical therapy is continuing 3 times per week, and patient will continue taking ibuprofen, Elavil, cisanidine, and Voltaren gel and Imitrex tablets. The patient will be seen in 10 days time when her prescription for physical therapy will expire, and her reports for the emergency room visits were reviewed, and her thoracic spine, lumbar spine are found to be completely normal in the x-rays. The chest x-ray was without any rib fractures or any other issues. The patient is allegedly having soft tissue injuries, and so we'll give another month for them to resolve, and after that we'll discuss further investigation if required. So far the patient is stable, and she has been advised about yoga, meditation, and home exercise plan, McKinsey exercises to be done at home, and lidocaine gel to be applied. She's also been advised about biofreeze from her therapist. She'll be visiting us in 10 days' time. Thank you.